This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government marks 100 days in office, claims 87.2% progress on 100-point reform agenda. National Assembly approves 4 key bills for further deliberation. Finance Minister reaffirms commitment to removing Nepal from FATF grey list. Nepal builds first wildlife canopy bridge under Narayanghat-Butwal road project. And Ukraine says it struck key Russian oil terminal near St. Petersburg. Now the news in detail. The government led by Rashtriya Swatantra Party senior leader and Prime Minister Balendra Shah has completed its first 100 days in office, highlighting reforms in governance, public service delivery, the economy, education and state institutions. Making the 100-day progress report public at a press conference in Singh Darbar yesterday, government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokharel, said the administration has achieved 87.2% progress in implementing its 100-point governance reform agenda announced on March 27. According to the government, 70 of the 100 commitments have been completed. Progress on 17 commitments has exceeded 80%, while work on the remaining 13 is ongoing. The government said it reduced the number of federal ministries to 18 and formed 17-member cabinet, a move, it says, will save around 20 billion rupees annually. It also established a new Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation and abolished politically affiliated trade unions in the civil service to strengthen neutrality and accountability. The government said it improved public service delivery by expanding digital services and accelerating key public service delivery. It also highlighted major economic and governance reforms, measures to strengthen revenue administration, and efforts to support agriculture through subsidized fertilizer distribution. Adding that it also prioritized energy development, disaster preparedness, home administration and education reforms, and announced relief measures for those affected by last year's Gen Z movement, and stated that institutional and policy reforms during its first 100 days have strengthened good governance, accountability and service delivery. In the meantime, the government task force formed to prepare a dialogue paper on constitutional amendments is expected to submit its report to Prime Minister Balendra Shah by mid-July. Task force coordinator and the Prime Minister's chief political advisor, Asim Shah, said consultations have been held with stakeholders, constitutional experts and political parties, and the drafting of the report is now in its final stages. The National Assembly yesterday unanimously approved proposals to consider 4 key bills related to money laundering, public procurement, health sciences institutions and cooperatives. Presenting the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill 2083, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the government is fully committed to implementing the recommendations of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, to remove Nepal from its grey list, warning that failure to implement the recommendations could increase the risk of blacklisting. Likewise, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sovita Gautam, presented the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083, saying the bill aims to speed up infrastructure development, reduce project delays and strengthen accountability in the use of public funds. Similarly, Minister for Health and Food Safety, Nisa Mehta, tabled the bill to amend certain Nepal acts related to Health Sciences Institutions 2083, adding that the legislation seeks to strengthen health sciences institutions by ensuring transparent and competitive appointments of officials. Likewise, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration, Pratibha Rawal, presented the Cooperatives First Amendment Bill 2083, adding that the ordinance was introduced to address the hardships faced by thousands of savers. The National Assembly will meet again on Monday at 12:15 p.m. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has called for stronger coordination among the federal, provincial and local governments to curb illegal trade along Nepal's open border with India. During an inspection of security and administrative offices in Biratnagar yesterday, the minister visited the Morang District Administration Office, the Koshi Province Police Office, the Rani Border Point, the Integrated Check Post and Morang District Police Office. Speaking at the Integrated Check Post, Minister Gurung said stronger intergovernmental coordination was essential to control illegal cross-border trade, increase customs revenue and strengthen the national economy. During his visit to the Morang District Administration Office, Minister Gurung instructed officials to improve office management and expand one-stop public services to make the service delivery more efficient and convenient for citizens. Minister for Physical Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal has reaffirmed that the Korala Road project remains one of the government's top infrastructure priorities. During an inspection of the Kali Gandaki Corridor Road project in Mustang yesterday, Minister Lamsal said the project will not be delayed due to a lack of funding. Furthermore, the minister directed officials to identify and resolve issues delaying construction and called for remaining road, bridge and related infrastructure contracts along the Korala section to be awarded within the current fiscal year. The 202-kilometer Beni Jomsom Korala Road, part of the 435-kilometer Kali Gandaki Corridor linking Nepal with India and China, is a national pride project launched in 2017 with a 10-year completion target. Nepal's first overhead canopy bridge for wildlife has been constructed under the Narayanghat-Butwal Road Expansion Project to help monkeys and other tree-dwelling animals cross the highway safely. Built at Pitauji in Gaidakot Forest of Nawalparasi East, the bridge is part of the project's biodiversity conservation program. Project Information Officer and Engineer Shiva Khanal said the structure is designed to reduce road accidents involving wildlife and minimize the impact of road construction on animal movement and habitats. The Asian Development Bank supported 113-kilometer Narayanghat-Butwal Road Expansion Project has achieved over 92% on its eastern section and incorporates wildlife conservation, road safety and environmental protection measures. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Ukraine says it carried out a long-range drone strike overnight on a major oil terminal in Russia's northwestern city of St. Petersburg, describing the facility as a key source of revenue for Russia's war effort. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attack also targeted a major Russian naval base in the region. St. Petersburg governor confirmed that the oil terminal was hit during what he described as a massive drone attack, but said there was no casualties. Ukraine has stepped up strikes on Russian energy infrastructure in recent months, claiming they are aimed at weakening Russia's military capabilities. Kiev says the attacks have significantly reduced Russia's oil refining capacity, although that claim has not been independently verified. Now, the weather forecast for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions today. The Tarai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces will also likely remain generally cloudy, while the Tarai regions of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces will likely remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly region. A few places in the Tarai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces are also likely to receive light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning. Similarly, a few places in the Tarai regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and one or two places in Madhes province may experience light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently positioned south of its normal location over the eastern Nepal and near its average position over western Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government marks 100 days in office, claims 87.2% progress on 100-point reform agenda. National Assembly approves four key bills for further deliberation. Finance Minister reaffirms commitment to removing Nepal from FATF grey list. Nepal builds first wildlife canopy bridge under Narayanghat-Butwal road project. And Ukraine says it struck key Russian oil terminal near St. Petersburg. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.